As you can see, there are only two members present, myself and Bill Wilson, who is remote. So we are very shy of the quorum right now. And most of the stuff that's on the agenda for today is non-voting other than minutes. So we can definitely have a unofficial meeting to talk about projects and programs expected to happen in 2024 and get an update on the downtown station. But in terms of doing coma, I'm not really sure what that's useful for, only two people to be here. And personally, I'm happy to go on another tour of Central Station, but I've already seen it several times, so y'all can show me whatever you want to, but I'm the person here for that portion of the agenda. Yes, I'm it. Well, that gives us three people at least. I think we should just plan from here on out the Monday before meetings to do a quorum call to remind everyone, not just that the meeting is happening, but that we need to check in with you and get a number before we hit the stay so that we aren't stuck with meetings that we can't do officially.
That's a good idea. Wait a few minutes. We got an hour.
I mean, my phone says it's 4:12 right now. I mean, the latest I'd be willing to go would be another like probably 2 minutes.
Dominic can introduce himself or.
Yeah, sure. Dominic, let's please introduce yourself. So who you can see at the table right now, Jared Allen is one of the transit staffers. Adam Weigel here is the transit and parking manager who I understand you met. I'm Mike Wazikowski. I am the current chair of the committee. Would you want to introduce yourself? Let us know a little bit about yourself, Dominic. Going off mute. So, Dominic, can you hear us? Give us a thumbs up, thumbs down. If you're seeing, okay, you are hearing us. Okay.
Wait.
Maybe.
Okay, I think we should just go ahead and get started.
I did
notice Route 4 is almost here. I assume is probably Lance.
Okay.
That would be my guess.
Okay, if Lance is going to be taking the bus here, then we should probably hold off. I don't know for sure though. In any event, if he shows up, that's still not going to give us a quorum because we'd only be at 4.
I guess. No, yeah. Happy to bring up the presentations. It'd be like, we still do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's fine to still go over different review what projects and programs we have ongoing this year, and then we can talk about where the current downtown station review work is at.
Dominic, apologies. It's going to be a lot of review from our onboarding and repeated info, but. Right, that's still. So,
Think if you hit the far left one out there.
well, to walk through this is a pretty short presentation, but. Towards the beginning of each year, I know we're already in April, but I'd like to give an overview of just what we did this past year, where we're, what sorts of things we are working on in 2024, and then both discrete programs or discrete projects and all. So, some of the things that we did complete in 2023 included finishing up Central Station. We still have a couple odds and ends, but we've done the ribbon cutting grand opening, so it's officially a completed project.
Yeah, what is left on it? Like, are there a handful of checklist things, basically?
Mostly a few furniture-type items, so it's nothing.
Nothing in terms of what's actually going on here.
Yeah.
Okay.
We launched on-demand services overnight and on Sundays. Sunday service for the first time here in Lawrence. We have had our first 5 electric buses on the road for more than a full year at this point, more than a year and a half. But after just 1 year of service, they were just over 3,000 miles, so just 5 vehicles. So.
Like cumulative? Wow. Okay.
It's a number to think about. There's lots of.
That's more mileage than I have on my Bolt. So that's phase one, obviously. I assume 2024 is going to have something with phase 2 and phase 3 then on it.
Yeah, because we've already got the next 2 buses on the road.
Oh, we got them.
Our next 2 buses have arrived. And they
awesome. When did that happen?
They arrived in January. By late January or okay. February, we've been driving.
So they were a little bit late.
Yeah.
That's nice. So they're probably less than like 5,000 miles or 10,000 would be my guess at this point still.
Yes. Ton on them just yet.
Okay.
Real-time GTFS was implemented, so that helps us get real-time information across multiple phone applications.
Yeah, so that's like the on-demand will have it, transit will have it.
Google Maps, all of those have access to real-time now.
Does that change if we have like temporary updates to routes, like for a road to get around a road closure or something? Would it to show the bus following the reroute?
That's a little bit complicated. We don't have an easy way yet to visually show route changes. We can, your transit app can denote stops that are closed for consideration. They have a yellow circle around them, and there's an alert function that pulls up on any route that you choose where there is.
Would it still like even if it doesn't change the route, like the map itself, would it still show the bus traveling the new part? Okay.
Yeah.
That's more what I was interested in. Okay. Perfect.
Snap.
Hey.
We have extended fare free through this year. We'll be looking over the next couple of months at feasibility of extension again. It certainly helped us a lot with ridership gains, getting ridership back after COVID and keeping people on the bus.
Which is great. That money, that mostly came from a federal grant, right? Was it, or a state?
Yeah, this is one of those kind of odd, this is lost revenue more than any new money.
Mm-hmm.
So we're essentially foregoing in the neighborhood of $300,000 to $400,000 of revenue that we've typically gotten from fares outside of COVID years.
I mean, that's not bad in my experience, because we normally only brought in something like what, 800,000 at the most from fares, or
we're estimating fares about 440,000.
Okay, so I'm way overestimated. Yeah, that's okay.
So we'll be looking at again. We're just tracking our continued local money, which is sales tax, federal levy. Giveaway, watching the chat. Federal and state money is coming in. We're just tracking that against rising expenses, making sure we can still afford it without cutting service. Last year, we also updated the rider suspension policy. So just getting a more formal process when people are not behaving in the way we want them to on vehicles. That's gone pretty well. There haven't been too many ups or downs with that. It's just given us a more formal process to follow, giving people slips of paper with warnings and clear corrective action.
Small number of uses so far?
Relatively. I think we're finding as that process formalized, people have taken more seriously being handed a slip of paper.
As opposed to a bus driver or a staffer coming on the bus and saying, hey, you shouldn't be doing this kind of thing.
Yeah, as opposed to purely verbal. So that sort of thing. Melanie's asking for help. Would you be able to ask? Help?
Yeah,
I'd be outside of your own. We have worked with P10 Connector folks. We're not able to support funding of that service like we have in the last decade or so. And so part of that has come from, you know, that route directly between AU and Johnson County Community College. We've asked County Transit to approach other partners who have a stake in that service to talk about funding, right? We haven't committed to.
Yeah, I remember when the initial funding plan came out, I was gobsmacked at how much we were actually affording compared to the amount of riders that actually showed up. Totally understand that there's costs of just operating the route, but are going to have to be balanced for. That will, I think it's a good thing to renegotiate that and try and get more partners chipping in.
Yeah, part of the Central Station project have developed an operations plan for this campus. So that includes some just practical knowledge people can tap on, such as hours of operation and how you get on and off the site if you're in a personal automobile, but also as a whole code of conduct that's kind of in line with our rider suspension policy, just being providing clarity on what is this allowed site. And we haven't faced many issues in that regard early on.
It's, yeah, it's pretty obvious there's lots of signs saying don't camp here. This isn't for long-term people to be here. It's just it's people show up for to be able to transit from one place to another short-term, right, unless you are here for like a meeting or you're working here.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. This slide just lays out, I'm supposed to do this each year. I'm just going to handle on everything on the left side of the screen is what I would consider programmatic. One of the things that are going to happen continually, usually an end date, usually they're just ongoing work. And then things on the right side of the screen are more discrete projects, things that do have an end date that we plan on working on this calendar year. So I won't walk through each of these bullets. I will maybe note in 2024, some of the larger projects include downtown improvements. We're going to show you a little bit of the what we've got so far, but kind of select a site for improvements in that area. Elise on our staff is leading the zero emission transition plan. So beyond the 11 vehicles that we have been awarded to this point, we're looking at how to be, what's our plan, our path forward to full zero emission fleet. And that'll be a very technical plan, a lot of budgeting and site planning and electrical load planning and all kinds of things in that regard. It's a little different, I would say, than a lot of our processes.
You're probably going to have to start exploring charging vehicles in the middle of the day at some point, I would imagine, if a lot of the fleet is electric vehicles and we aren't using other options like alcohol, like brakes farting on, like if we are using a fuel cell vehicles, for example. I don't know if there are any buses out there right now that would do that. So I mean, there's a lot of concerns that you run into when you're operating a fleet that is full of electric vehicles that you don't, when you can just stop and refuel the vehicle in like 5-10 minutes and then it's off to go again.
There's a number of scenarios that the consultant runs through that include fuel cell, a mixed fuel cell, electric fleet, a full electric fleet, on-route charging, depot-only charging, and we'll be looking at those two different scenarios of that. 2024 is a good representation of the number of different ways we try to improve bus stops. So we have our own local programming where we just commit some of our budget each year to improvements. We also go after competitive grants, so the EIC grant funded work was money we won a couple of years ago and are going to plan on implementing.
Have we heard any more about, I remember it was a Velocity Church, I think, that gave money a year and a half ago. We heard more about options that other organizations might be interested in helping out to get more amenities built.
We haven't got that type of offer since that time, we are working on another partnership with Peasley Tech to build additional wooden shelters, as they did a few years ago. And we're purchasing those, but they're more affordable than
people. So it's like the raw materials, and then we can work with students to help construct them.
Most of other projects, there's a lot of internal stuff going on through the city, so.
Yeah, Office 365, I'm really surprised to see that on there, but that's great. That's going to make it a lot easier for you all to use your computers, whether you're here or on the go or at the office that's at the New Hampshire garage there.
Yeah, so that's, that particular work is about just kind of more throughout the city.
Yeah,
I've been using Office mail for a while, but using Teams and some of the other pieces of that puzzle.
What are CityWorks and Achievit? I'm not familiar with those.
CityWorks is part of asset management project that NSO is working on. CityWorks will be our new work order system. So from the streets division to help us get a crew of three or four people to help us install bus shelters. CityWorks will be the way we'll request that work, and they will prioritize it among their other.
Would that also involve like workflows for maintenance to be done on the vehicles themselves?
Not on the vehicles themselves, because that's all through their standard preventative maintenance work that we have to do. That's all through Transdev's software or contractor. But every set that we maintain separate from that contract. So things like bus stops and all the amenities that go along with those.
Oh, yeah. It's the physical infrastructure of the roads, the streets, the things that people interact with, as opposed to the vehicles that roll on them.
Yes.
And then Achievit.
Achievit is another citywide platform that City Manager's Office is working with IT on to better display how we're advancing our strategic plan KPIs. So right now that website is pretty rudimentary and
a business intelligence kind of scheme. Okay.
It allows us to more easily input advances that we're making, more data and visual.
And then produce a score of some kind and say, here's where we're making progress and what we could do next to improve our scores from there.
Yeah.
What's the video project Mark Cavanier?
Mark Cavanier is a local video producer. He's done some national, he's won some pretty large national awards. And we are planning to work with him on the video project that is intended to help drive ridership. We're working through details of exactly what angle it will take to do that. But the general idea is, especially as we navigated the discussion around downtown improvements, it's been more clear negative perceptions the bus can have, and the thought that only certain demographics of people ride the
bus. So much more about promoting that transit is for everyone kind of thing, and show how more people are using transit.
Yeah, helping paint a picture of who's currently using it, and also encouraging its use.
Good. So good.
Do the details of that.
Do we have any update on timing for the phase three buses? I know you'd last mentioned a couple of months ago that that was probably going to be sometime in 2025.
For the phase three
buses? Yeah, the phase three buses, yeah.
We have, it's possible that they show up before the end of this calendar year. I think that's unlikely. It's going to be within the first couple of months of 2025. And that's both the
the cutaway ones and the long ones?
Yeah, the cutaways and the
Okay. Are we still locked in with whoever took over Proterra? Or if not locked in, that's wrong wording. Or are we still aiming for working with whoever took over that Proterra division after the bankruptcy?
Yeah, Phoenix Motor Company took over the transit portion of their business, and we've been in contact with them.
Okay.
We're not yet at the stage where we have a build and schedule, but we, as we navigate that, we haven't seen reasons to completely jump ship.
That's fine. Yeah. Mainly just making sure that there's somebody there that's listening to us so that we aren't just throwing money into the wind and losing it.
Yes.
Thank you. Before we break on this, Dominic, Bill, hopefully you're both on the line. Dominic is apparently not at his computer right now, but that's okay. If either of you have Dominic's questions about any of these things, now would be a good time to chip in. Give you a little bit of time to think. Margareta as well, if you have anything you want to say about these, that's fine too, I guess.
Oh, Mike, it's so nice of you to let me weigh in. I think it's an amazing list of projects when you see how much work we actually do every year. And that's not even all my game projects. Plenty to do, huh?
Yeah, I'm really happy to see lots of work going on. Bill, I saw give a thumbs up, so I think we're good. Thank you, Adam.
That presentation. Did I hear you say? And
I don't really think it's worth. You know, I mean, we can go through what the coma is, but I think those of us. Did you give anything to Dominic on the coma yet? Okay, then I think you would be better suited for saving that when we actually have a quorum and it's official that we're giving this to the people, because we're getting. If it's there's six people missing right now, effectively, they're all going to need the train at some point, and that would be enough to put it again as another agenda session. So the only other thing that I would want to ask about is the downtown station. Yeah, I know that we have a survey out that it is not complete. Or we haven't culminated with asking for feedback yet, but I did see that there was a tentative boundary area that we were looking at least.
Go on. You can. First thing I'll orient you to, we do update on our projects page. You know, I'm trying to update all of these every end of each week. So we're trying to keep these as updated as possible. And so on that downtown page, the main areas that there will be movement is we list out what we expect the different checkpoints to be as we go through this work and indicate kind of where we're at. And then each of these milestones has a corresponding section with links down below. And so we are currently in the middle, like you say, of a survey to first define boundary. You know, when we look for a downtown site, we want it to be constrained to some boundary so that we don't get to the end of the process and have people picking things just outside of that.
Yeah, lock them in to a specific area and say, we're going to pick from this. Do you agree that this is a good option? Or these are anything that's in here is a good option. Anything that's outside of it isn't. And then you can't change that. I like that.
Yeah, we're not trying to pigeonhole. So we certainly want the boundary to capture what we think that we think will serve people traveling to and from downtown, but also captures the area that people want to look for sightings. So the survey is ongoing for another couple of weeks. We have gotten 87 comments through the survey, 87 respondents. Respondents can leave multiple pins on the map. And in this case, I've brought over just the pins that also included some type of comment because it was difficult in many cases to interpret what people meant when they dropped a pin and didn't say anything about it. And so.
Agreed.
This is a sneak peek at a few of the questions we'll be prompting the downtown station steering committee to think about.
Interesting.
I mean, a week from today, we'll be talking to them again.
And, yeah, there's definitely interest in expanding the boundaries way further east than I was expecting to see.
Yeah, so we'll see what the committee thinks. I mean, I think the committee has got a pretty healthy mix of people and mindsets. We had folks at our March meeting who said they prefer it be think we have a much tighter boundary, like mm-hmm. maybe 6th to 11th Vermont and New Hampshire, kind of that narrow box, which is more or less what we were thinking of
originally, yeah,
3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So others desired more of casting a wider net and getting some of the lead back and seeing what people
do. Yeah. So I'm really curious who put options out at 6th and Wakarusa in LMH. Not that there's anything in there, but it defeats the point of a downtown if you're going to consider that far out. Or what is that spot on the southeast that by the Genit building or something? Yeah, that is where Vanjit used to be. Okay, yeah. But yeah, that doesn't really constitute downtown either. I'm kind of curious, though, if the committee is going to think that, like, the Warehouse District, Hobbs Park area sufficiently constitutes downtown.
We'll see.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, what the one thing we're finding in this survey work is that we're getting, which is okay, we're getting mm-hmm. people telling us specific places they would like it to be, which is really the third step of this, mm-hmm. not the first step, but it does give us an idea of what people are thinking.
Well, yeah, and you know, part of the extending boundaries is, you know, if we could say that going down all the way to 23rd Street on Mass Street is sufficiently downtown, but if you don't specifically say, well, this area that's in that could be sued, is it, then what's the point of extending the boundary to include that? So I get why you're not or concerned about not saying this is an area that we should look at and more, this is a spot to look at, but it's kind of part and parcel that an area has to have a viable location that you can go to before it can really add a boundary out there, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll see, you know, what happens over the next couple of weeks. We're also doing a lot of in-person outreach to existing writers at the downtown platform. And
yeah, I'm interested in the north of the river idea as well, not necessarily specific locations that they have, but that it's intriguing, especially because it is still walkable distance to downtown, especially if you're like talking the not sure the exact location, but like that parking lot that's southeast catty corner of Johnny's Tavern and across the street from the railway station there. It'd be interesting.
So we still got the survey out. 14 days left.
Thank you. Is there anyone online who wants to ask questions, have comments or concerns about this?
Mine.
And
so, Shabbat.
I am guessing no from Black. Yep, Dominic's good there. And Bill hopped off. Okay. Okay. Well, if there's, I'll just open us to the floor. Margareta, Dominic, if you're still online, have anything you want to bring up now? Now's a good time. I'm guessing no from Dominic's posture. And
yeah, I don't have anything to add. I'm just still taking everything in, but happy to kind of get caught up.
You tried to make it an official meeting. I appreciate you showing up, Dominic.
Yeah, thanks. I had to go grab my kids, but they had a late dismissal from school today.
Yep, you're fine. Margaret,
for Dominic's sake, I might mention that I'm the KU person in this equation. I'm here at staff. So here representing KU Transportation Services. I do not have anything else to report at this time.
Well, this is not an official meeting, but if it were, we've exhausted our agenda, and hopefully we will have more participation at our May meeting, which I don't remember what the specific date is, the 13th. Dominic, put it on your calendar. We'll make sure that there's a quorum call sometime that week beforehand to solicit if everyone is able to attend. And if we don't have enough, we will plan on rescheduling to later in the month, probably, because we can't go several months without a meeting like this.
Got it.
Thanks for attending, Dominic. And Adam and Jared, thank you very much for time today.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
There you go.